The Electoral Commission for Wales this week published its review of parliamentary boundaries. As an Assembly member, there isn't a direct interest that I have in that topic, but I am certainly interested in some of the debate that has gone on around the idea that there may be some direct consequences for Assembly constituencies and the Assembly voting system because of parliamentary reform. Of course, the whole way in which the Conservative Party in particular has gone about the reform of parliamentary boundaries is an affront to many basic ideas of fairness. In particular, the notion that raw numbers, having equal numbers of people in constituencies, is the same as fairness, is clearly demonstrated in the Welsh context not to be true at all. We end up with vast constituencies where it would be very difficult geographically for any one person to represent people there. However, setting that aside, a key point I think to make is that there is simply no read across whatsoever from what is happening in relation to parliamentary boundaries and the system here in Wales. No political party has, in a manifesto sense or in an election sense, put the idea to voters in Wales that the way in which the Assembly is organised and voted upon ought to be the subject of change. No government at Westminster should think of trying to push that sort of idea onto the table without any form of democratic mandate or process to back it up. Mr Cameron has had a very bad week interfering in Scotland. Every time he speaks, he makes the prospects of Scottish voters voting for independence increase. Tories would be well advised to learn that lesson, that when they interfere for their own party political purposes in places where they have no democratic mandate to do so, then they end up by producing a very substantial counter-reaction. Any party that wants to change the way the Assembly is voted upon or organised has an obligation, I believe, to put that to the voters before they think of taking it any further.